something in your kitchen. What do you call the thing that you put the water in?
Well, a scrub bucket is pretty crude because nowadays you don't see the housewife using. They get just one thing that does it all. That's Glow Co.
What about the new machines that people have that allows them to continue to accumulate trash for a week or
disposal?
Okay, those, yes, that's true, but that dispenses with garbage.
There's a new one out now that's incinerator, kitchenator, or something to that effect. It all but bundles your garbage and takes it out.
And you can't think of any general term for these things that they, you can just put a bag of garbage in and it
disposes on it. And I don't have one.
What do you call the that green thing over there with the black lid on it?
Garbage can. It's a pail in the kitchen.
A garbage pail if it's in the kitchen. And the very large things that apartments have where all the people go and they throw their garbage in, and then a big huge truck comes along and picks it up and dumps it over. What is that called? I'm talking about the large
truck.
No, not the truck. The receptacle.
It wouldn't be incinerated because that indicates fire somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Garbage. I wouldn't know, honey. Mm-hmm. That's just garbage disposal.
What do you call someone who is responsible for preparing bodies for funerals?
Undertaker or embalmer. I imagine that the undertaker is an old term, and now it's funeral director.
Uh-huh. And what do you call the vehicle that's used to transport the body to the
hearse?
What about there are places above ground that sometimes bodies are put in rather than putting them underground. What do you call those things?
The vaults.
Okay. And what other means of I don't want to say disposal. I can't think of the term without getting suggesting. But what other ways are people handled after death?
Cremation.
Uh-huh.
And where several bodies are taken care of in under one cover is a mausoleum.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And of course, if they're put underground,
they're buried, mm-hmm. interred.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any name other than cigarettes for cigarettes?
Fag.
All right.
That's about the slangiest one I know.
All right. What do you call a room in a house that is lets in maximum sunlight and often might have a lot of plants and things like that?
Sun porch or den, but I believe sun porch is more descriptive.
Okay.
Of that.
What about such a room in a very old-fashioned, large, almost mansion kind of house? Is there any special name for such a room?
Solarium.
All right. Do others come to mind?
I guess that's all.
All right. Here's one I think we've already mentioned, but I'll have it recorded for this. What do you call a room that's just for relaxing and watching television and things of that kind?
Den.
All right.